Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jess, for acknowledging all of our graduates and everything. I'd like to acknowledge Jess, too. I mean, what a fantastic youth pastor. My in-laws have been in town for graduation, and my sister-in-law said, man, I wish I could have somebody like that for my boys. And I thought, yeah, we are blessed indeed. I'm glad I got you for my boys. Really good. All right, so I'm going to cry a lot, but I'm going to try not to say too much today because we don't have a whole lot of time, and B, you don't want to see me up here crying a bunch. So I just want you to know it's been a busy and emotional year, really, but especially, you know, this last week has been. We made it through graduation, which I wasn't, you know, I was totally good during graduation, and today I've been like a leaky faucet. It's crazy. I've been good all week, but today is, I guess, it finally hit me. So we went to Hurricane Harbor yesterday after graduation to kind of chill out and enjoy some time and do that as a fun time with the family, and for some reason, they wanted to go to Hurricane Harbor, so I went, and I was thinking a lot about the last year as we were walking around the water park, and I was thinking that raising kids is a lot like going to a water park. It's fun, and it's really fun at times. It is scary, and it's really scary at times. It is messy, kind of like the lazy river, you know, which I affectionately refer to as Pee Pee River. It's messy, and it's exciting. You know, it's all of those things wrapped up into one. But there was one thing that I was really struck by whenever we were at the water park, and it was when I was sitting at the edge of that, you know, those big, gigantic, really thin, about a foot wide water slides that just go straight down. I mean, straight down, and then at the very bottom, they kind of straighten out, and you're about five stories up. You know what I'm talking about? I was right on the edge of that thing, and I was thinking about raising kids and how it's a lot like that. Like, you're standing at the edge, terrified. You're like, I can't believe we're about to have children. And you have to do like this. You have to make a posture that's very similar to laying in a coffin, right? And you get right on the edge of that thing, and you look down, and you go, this is it. This is it. I'm about to kiss it goodbye. Your life flashes before your eyes, and then finally you take the plunge, and you scream and yell. It's fun and crazy and scary and terrifying all at the same time. And then you finally level off, and it's over like that. And that's the way it is with raising kids, isn't it? It's crazy, it's fun, it's terrifying, it's all the above. And then it just seems like that, it's over. And they're graduating, oh my gosh. And you know, at some point you're like, man, I wish it would kind of slow down. But it's still a beautiful thing, it's an awesome thing. And when it's over, the water slide I'm talking about, but really life too, and raising kids, you're glad that you did it, even though you have a huge wedgie. You're glad you did it, right? So I want to tell you that if you're here today and you're the family of a graduate, and really, too, we didn't recognize any of our college graduates, and we want you to know, man, I know some of you, Sammy over here, and Tara Moore, and several of you made it through college, and we got occupational therapy school over here. We got a lot of people who made it through a lot of big things this year, and we're proud of you. We're proud of every single one of you and all the work that you did. But you go through, parents go through this, and I know students go through this, you go through a little bit of an identity crisis. You go through a tremendous amount of insecurity in that last year of high school, because you're like, did I do a good job? You know, did I do everything that I was supposed to do? Did I impart enough wisdom on them? Did I teach them how to live on their own? Did I instruct them in the way they should go? Did I give them everything they need to be a productive member of society? Did I teach them to love Jesus, and not just to know enough words to fake it, but to really love him? And you go through that insecurity. But they go through a lot of insecurity too. It's an identity crisis for them too. They keep thinking, you know, do I have what it takes to make it in college or wherever I'm going from here? Can I make it on my own? Do I have what it takes to do this? And I know deep in their heart that is true for all of them. They're wondering that right now. And they're thinking, you know, how am I going to make money and eat? You know, all those things are going through their minds. And am I going to be able to do this thing? Am I going to be able to just plunge out there on my own and make it? So it's a time of great insecurity, and it's a time of a great identity crisis. And in light of that, this week, it was funny, I was just asking the Lord, God, give me something to stand on here. And he did, and so I want to share it with you. I was telling Josh Claggett about it earlier this week, and I thought, you know, that would be a good thing to share on Sunday. It's from Psalm 146, and I just want to go through this whole passage with you and share with you five really quick things. I'm going to make this really quick, but I want to read through it with you because I really feel like the Lord just kind of hand-delivered this to me this week to help me get through this moment. It starts out in verse 1 by simply saying, praise the Lord. It says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. And he starts with just praise the Lord. That's the basics. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how insecure or nervous, graduates, no matter where you're going off to, don't forget to praise the Lord in the process. And praising the Lord just simply means that you are being reminded of the greatness of God. You're reminded that God is bigger than this change in your life. God is bigger than leaving your parents. God is bigger than going off and embarking on your own journey. You praise the Lord when you remember how big he is. That's what we do when we sing songs together. We just did that. We praise the Lord because as we sang those words, we were reminded that our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is higher than any other. It's really true. And when you praise the Lord, you are reminded of that. So be reminded by praising the Lord. Secondly, what we see in verse 3 is don't put your trust in people. It says, put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. He's saying here, don't put your trust in powerful people, in important people, in any people. Don't place your trust in people alone. People are really good at one thing primarily: letting you down, not fulfilling your expectations. People are great at that. It comes so naturally to us. We are fantastic at communicating poorly. We are naturals at hurting your feelings. We are wonderful about thinking about ourselves more than we think about you. All of us are great at this. It comes natural. We are super achievers in letting you down. Every single one of us. We did it as parents. You did it as students. All of us do it as people, right? Now, what I'm not trying to convince you of is never to put your trust in people. What I'm trying to convince you of is don't only put your trust in people. What has to undergird your trust is the Lord. You have to learn to trust Him. Trust in Him, because people come and go, just like this says. People live and die. People will come in and out of your life. And if you don't have the foundational trust of God, you are going to feel lost and shaken and afraid and moved and broken. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in people. I love Barbara Wynn. Y'all know Barbara. She's awesome. She's part of our family for sure. Golly, everything is getting me this morning. I'm sorry. Everything. Barbara, I love Barbara because you, oh, thank you, Jillian. So sweet. Everybody give Jillian a hand. Oh, that's so good. Yes. So I love Barbara because you say, Barbara, how you doing? She always gives you the same answer. I'm blessed. I am blessed. And she doesn't, you know, when Barbara says it, it doesn't feel cliche. It feels like she really believes, hey, I'm blessed. That's who I am. And Barbara has lived a lot of life. She has been through a lot of things. She lost her husband several years ago. She's been through many difficult circumstances. Life has not been easy for her. But she is a person who reminds me of these first two points. Her trust is not in people, and she always remembers to praise the Lord. So when she says, I'm blessed, she's saying, I remember that God is my provider. I remember that God is going to take care of me. I remember that He's the one who will never let me down. I'm blessed. And so I don't depend on other people to make me blessed. I depend on the Lord to make me blessed. That's the truth. And I hope that all of us, not just our graduates, but all of us will remember that. Third thing I'd like to tell you is that God is our faithful creator. Verse 6, I think, if I can see it through my tears. Yes, verse 6, He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. He's a creator. He's a sustainer. It goes again to who are you trusting? Are you going to trust some guy or girl with the same jacked up issues as you? Are you going to trust in the creator of the universe? Are you going to trust a college professor just because he has PhD behind his name? Are you going to trust the creator of the universe? Are you going to trust what the world is telling you? Are you going to trust the creator of the universe? And so all of us must remember as we go throughout life not to trust in the things of the world, but trust in the creator. He is the one who made us. He is the one who knows us. He is the one who will sustain us. He is the one who will keep you on the right path. So if you want to go off to school, and if you want to go off to another job, or if you're facing a transition in your life and you want to be stable, you have to remember that God is a faithful creator and He sustains all things. Don't put your trust in people. Praise the Lord. Recognize that God is a faithful creator. And then in verse 7, we find that God is the core of true justice. It says here, He upholds the cause of the oppressed. He executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked He brings to ruin. You're going to hear a lot in this world, all of us, but especially those of you who go to college, you're going to hear a lot in this world about justice. It is a buzzword these days. You're going to hear about social justice and being a person of justice. And I can tell you that the university campus has taken this word justice and they have used it to justify any crazy voice that comes into their brain, any pursuit that comes into their head, anything that will lend them a voice to rail on whatever is bothering them in life. And so you'll see on the university campus all sorts of things that are geared toward quote-unquote justice. But I want you to never forget that the greatest social justice warrior in existence is God Almighty. He cares about the hungry. He cares about the poor. He cares about the oppressed. He cares here about the fatherless. So make sure that if you get involved in justice, you better make sure that it's God's justice and not the justice of the world. Because the justice that we're seeing on university campuses today, that is the world's justice, is confusing, it is backwards, it is destructive, and it will not lead to the freedom of the world. It will lead to more bondage. And so I want to encourage you, if you're going to get involved in justice, you get involved in God's justice. Because God's justice is perfect and it will always lead to what's right. Final thing I'd like for you to see here is that God is forever. Verse 10 says this, it says, "The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord." God is forever. This time in your life is a phase. This time in my life is a phase. We kind of go in and out of phases throughout life. And if you're in a good phase now, just hang on just a second, and it'll turn to a bad one pretty soon. And if you're in a bad phase now, hang on just a second, and it'll turn to a good one pretty soon. And life is like that. It's just a roller coaster. You have your ups and downs. There are good things. There are bad things. Sometimes you find yourself in prolonged phases of darkness, and you think, man, how am I ever going to get out of this? And sometimes you find yourself in prolonged phases of victory. And you say, God, please let it stay. But guess what? It never does. It's always changing. And that's the way your life is going to be. And that's the way your college career or whatever career you take on, wherever you go from here, that's what's going to happen. So here's the deal. Good and bad come and go, but God remains. God is your constant. He is your strength and your shield. The Bible uses all kinds of imagery for that. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. He is the righteous right hand that will hold you up. You can rest in the shadow of his wing, and on and on and on. God is your strength and your shield, and he is forever. He goes on from generation to generation. Phases come and go. Fads come and go. The name of the Lord never changes. He is faithful. And so what I would encourage you to do, you're gonna go through fads that come and go. You may even go through a time where you get off in the far country and you live it up in life and you do the same thing that I did. You go a little bit wild and then you kind of realize it's a dead-end street. And there's no future in it, and you really don't want that for your life, and the Lord brings you back and shows you his goodness. The good news is God is always there. So a lot of kids these days are going off to college, and they're discarding God. And I would say to you, never discard the Lord. Never say, look, I'm done with you, because there are two things in this life, and one of them is a little bit iffy. But there are two things in this life. One will likely always be there for you. The other will definitely, write it in stone, it'll always be there for you. The one that will likely always be there for you is your family. They will likely always be there for you. Some of them maybe not. But they'll likely be there for you when nobody else is. God will always, write it in stone, every time, be there for you. He is faithful across the generations. So trust him. Know him. Know that he is forever, that he remains, that he is ongoing, that he is never ending, that he is everlasting. And don't ever feel like you've outgrown God. I've been going for a little while now. I still haven't outgrown him. I still haven't exhausted him. I still haven't reached the end of him. He is still filling me up and showing me his faithfulness every day. So look, if you're a graduate here today, man, I could not be more proud of you. I am so excited about you. I can't wait to see what happens with your future. And I know most of you, I know just about all of you pretty well, and I just love you. I'm excited for you. For everybody else, I think all of these truths apply to us just as much as they do anyone. God is faithful. He is forever. God is the core of justice. God is the faithful creator. Don't put your trust in people and praise the Lord. Remember his goodness. If you remember all of those things, if this psalm becomes a psalm of your life, I don't care what happens from here on out, you will be a success. Because God will be at the corner, at the base, at the foundation of your life. Will you pray with me this morning? Father, we thank you for this roller coaster ride, for this water park, for the craziness and the excitement and all of it. All of it has culminated in this moment, and all of us can say, you know what? It wasn't always easy, but I am so glad I did that. And I'm so glad I'm still here to tell about it. But I pray, Lord, that at the foundation, at the root, at the core of all of our lives would be a deep and lasting faith in the cornerstone. That we would have our faith in you, Lord, that we would trust in your Son, Jesus, that we would know that his sacrifice on the cross purchased our forgiveness, that his rising from the dead has guaranteed us victory, and that if we would place our trust in him and walk with him, then we would experience a fulfillment that nothing else can deliver. So may we not trust in men, may we trust in you. And may we praise you. And may we be people who recognize the faithful creator that you are. And may we be people who are guided by the truths that you have laid out for us. And may we always recognize that you are forever faithful to every generation, including our own. So we praise you this morning, God. We are reminded of your goodness, and we rest in it. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you especially, Lord, for these graduates. May your hand be upon them. May your blessing be upon them. May they remember you and follow you all of their days. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.